This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Binyan HaMishkan, the Tzivui, the grace of Mitzvah, Boyin HaMishkan, Dabil B'nei Yisrael, V'yikhu Li, Kuma, Mieis Kalish, Asher Yidvenu Libay, Tikhu Es Tchumasi. Li, famous Rashi, Alevesen, Li Lishmi. It's a din of Lishma in the Lekicha, in the taking of the money, the Truma for the Mishkan. So what is the Heisaf of Mieis Kalish, Asher Yidvenu Libay? Shteichek, V'yikhu Li, Li, Lishmi, it has to be Lishma. What is added that it has to be Mieis Kalish Asher Yidvenu Libay, the Nedivas Halev? Does it mean that we're not Kaifa, that we don't force? We know this, and Kaifa and Alat Staka. Don't force people to give tzedakah. Mashkin al tzedakah. So the emes is, we can give a whole halacha shir about this. So, yeah, bekfiyah, nish bekfiyah. The stama every sefer and every shir on this sugya is this shayla. Yes, kfiyah, not kfiyah. Do we force? Don't we force? Well, the meila, the chiddush da is, whatever it is, you definitely don't force. L'chayr, right? Me'ez kalish asher yidvenu libay tikhu es tumasi. The Beis Halevi is aimed on the shayla. And the Beis Halevi says he is safe. Zok the Beis Halevi as del pasik is referring to two groups of people. The first group is V'yikhu Li Truma, that's Klal Yisrael. Me'ez Kalish Asher Yidvenu Libay, but this is the Erev Rav. As they learned the Beis Halevi, he brings the Zayir HaKadosh. Mefarish, this that it says, Kalish Asher Yidvenu Libay, the Zayir says, Erev Rav. It's referring to the Erev Rav. So the pasuk should be read Dabel B'nei Yisrael. That's B'nei Yisrael proper. To them you say V'yikhu Li Truma. V'yais Kalish. That's even the Erev Rav. Zok the Beis Halevi from Azoya. It's a chiddush, huh? And he explains more or less the inyanim that you just reminded to me. Do you force stucka? Don't you force stucka? Does staka have to be that a person gives it lishma mamish, take li lishmi? Here there's a special halacha, li lishmi. So pasha de pshat is li lishmi is because the mishkan is more than just regular staka. Mishkan, mamish, the veinish leilim's house. So it needs that it should be given on aggressive hecher oifen than just giving staka. Li Lishmi, a new din Lishma, and as I learn Malachreinim, that there's a special din Lishma, which we'll explain in a few moments. But the Vimeis Kalish Asher Yidvenu Libay Vos Lachayra means the same thing, that you have to do it without being forced. That's going on the Erev Rav Zok, the Beis Halevi, a tremendous Chiddush. Mishay Nemaimin Bashem. And Lemaisa, he does something, right? So the pshat is, when he gives the tzedakah, even if he gives the tzedakah, see, he gives it, why? Because Mamnashi Yechye B'ni, there's an ulterior motive. But Lemaisa, it's considered a good tzedakah, tzaddik, why? Because the Yid, even if it's not going to achieve the results that he gave the tzedakah for, he's maskim anyway for the tzedakah. If someone has felt them in emunah, someone who's not such a big maimin, in English they call it the atheist or the foxhole. All of a sudden he gives Mamanas. So he's not really giving it with a real Ishma. Doesn't really mean it for the Eibishter. And therefore, if he doesn't get his desired, so he's not happy. Memela, therefore, the tzedakah is a shvach tzedakah. So he says like this. So therefore, even this person, when he's a maimon and he gives it, amenas yichi b'ni, it's tzedakah. Like the lashon of the Gemara, tzadik gamur, it's perfect. Avo bein a maimon, someone who's not a maimon. So when he gives it for whatever the cheshbeinus are, it's all for really for himself. He wants that it should be to get the result. And therefore, that's not called for the Eibishter. So therefore, the Pasuk is teaching us this Yisayin. By B'nai Yisrael, the Yikhuli, just take it. The Kavan is not really that important, why he gives it. Even though l'chayr shteik li l'shmi, all right, balkul panim, you don't have to search into why. The advenu libay, why he's giving it, if is it giving it for the right reasons, that you don't have to look at. That's only by the aid of Rav, because by the aid of Rav, to them, you need a tenai, that it has to be l'shem shemayim. Then it's tikkus trumah, see, because if not, and the person's doing it for himself. So here the Beis HaLevi is discussing taking kavana. Yeah, no, pashit. The Yid, when he gives it, the Yikuli Puma, take it. Don't look into the background of the person that's giving, why he's giving. You know, take it. But the Eid of Rav, Meis kolish asher yidvenu libay tikhus trumasi. You got to search and see what's behind it. Why is he giving it? Is he giving it from his own goodwill? Okay, then take it. And if not, it's a shvachet staka. Azay lant the Beis HaLevi based on the Zayir HaKadosh. Many other achreinim say different terutzim, and I'd like to go through a little bit. What does it mean? Mi'eis kolish asher yidvenu libay. What does it mean? What is the condition, the tenai, the divas halei? What does it mean? All achreinim, like I told you, explain that there was something special in the Mishkan. That the dinim that we find over here by the Mishkan, that it has to be li, lishmi, more than regular. And the Nedivas Halev, which is an emphasis more than regular, is because it's the Mishkan. You know, when a person comes and he wants a bisl tzedakah, he walks over to you, can you give me tzedakah? It doesn't make a difference what the guy's thinking. The guy's thinking he has a job and he's on the phone and the guy's bothering him. And even if you want to just get rid of him, eich gut, alts gut, give tzedakah, whatever it is. La'ilam tikach, just... Tzedakah is good no matter, the less you think maybe the better off it might be. Just give the tzedakah and that's all. But the Mishkan required more than just the giving. There had to be, and if I would may say it, kavana and leif. It needed something more. The li lishmi needed kavana. The nativa salev, it needed the heart. It needed more. We want to understand what are these halachas of li lishmi in the Mishkan. What does it mean? Meis kalish hashi yidvenu libay. Staka is staka. As long as the mechuvan, as long as the objective was found, was reached, it should be good, right? The anihat of us es in Shabbos, beautiful, best thing. Well, gevaldik. Now here it has to be searched. Meis kalish, sheyidvenu libay. Then it's tikhus tumasi. So the pshat beis halevi, because there's two parts. The klal Yisrael good. Other kemen zagin that the Mishkan required that it should be li with kavana, li lishmi, nedivos halev, the heart. Why? So years past, I've told you the pshat. The Mishkan is really a building. Kabchaim Valojina. Achrayim tell us, we live without the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash, with that for years. Meleptazah, there's nothing. I'm not saying we all long for the Beis HaMikdash. It's in every one of our tefillahs. But Klal Yisrael survives. Klal Yisrael is able to grow and to have to become Bnei Yisrael, close to the Eibish, even without a Mishkan, it's doable. Avad, it's much harder, but it's doable. And what is this based on? V'shachanti b'soicham, b'soichei lo'i nemar, b'soicham nemar. The Mishkan, it's a building, but it's actually b'doima, you look at the L'shainis Reb Chaim V'lozhin, which means it's really a replica of the person himself. You ever go to Holy Land, they have the replica of the Mishkan, of the Beis HaMikdash, right? The truth is, it's you. It's an MRI of you. That's really what it is. I know, Bilvavi. You know I say this every year. You know why I say this every year? Because it's what Yiddishkeit is really all about. Certainly, Yisayde Adas need to be repeated again and again and again till it sinks in and to realize that when you go to Holy Land, and you see the structure of the Beis HaMikdash. If you look at it, it's me. It's my kishkes. It's me. It's a part. It's me. This is me. And like we always say, Bovavi Mishkanevna, this is not my raid. What did I add to you? Just to give it down to be mezupt in today's modern terms, it's an MRI of you. It's a CAT scan of the person. Or Akapanim, what it should be. How do you make that osmosis, so to speak? That from the Mishkan, where the Rebbein Shlom's Mashra Hishchina is really Besoicham, the person. How do you do that? And the answer is that when the person gives the money, Benedivus HaLev, the money carries with it the Lev, the Hergeshim, the feelings, the emotions. So the money takes it, builds the Mishkan, and now the Hashras Hashchina is really Besoicham, because the Mishkan is you, because how you gave the money was with you. You put your heart, your soul, you put yourself into the giving of the money. The Melech is Zich, it's you. They say by money it's his blood and sweat. It's you. Damim tarti mashma, right? Money's called damim. It's you, it's your blood, it's you. And when you give it, and the kavanis, and the ritzainis, and the hergation that you put into it, that's you. That's the meridik kayach of money. Parsha Shkolim was, we should have maybe spoke about it in Parsha Shkolim, we have in the years past. But the point for today is well understood that the Binyan HaMishkan, which is really Bilvavi Mishkan Evne, needs Nediv Lev in the money in order that it should be that the Ashras Hashchina is in you, your Lev, you, your mind, your person. This year, Abesai, I would like to give another understanding, another angle of the Havana. And it was a tremendous chidush to me, not that the Vort was a chidush to me, but the Marim Mokum that I finally found to back up this Yisoid was very, very strong to me. You'll soon see what I want with this. The Alshich speaks a lot of the V'shachanti B'soicham, that the Ashras Hashchin is actually in the Klal, in the Am Yisrael, B'cholecha V'echad, in the person. There's a lot of Alshich. I saw a Nusach of the Reishis Chachma, Perik Zayin of Shara Hava, It's important, he says, that the nefesh and the lev is zaka, it's pure, in order to have the ashras hashchina in the mishkan, which ultimately is in the lev and the nefesh of Adam. The person has to be fit for it. He has to be arena. Versteitzach mikendel mishmashre shchina in a place where there's tumah, right? So if the lev is not pure, then there's something wrong with the architectural of the Mishkan. Because the Mishkan actually is supposed to be what? Vishachanti b'soicham, through the Mishkan in the lev. But if the lev is not zaka, if the lev is not pure, so there could be a churban ha-mishkan and a churban ha-mikdash without even burning down the base ha-mikdash. You don't need that, right? For a building to collapse, it could collapse for many different things. The building could stand, but the internal pipes aren't working, right? Okay, I see all the people that do building are smiling. I didn't prepare that joke, Rabbi Isai. I'm sorry. Maybe I should have, but I didn't. Okay? Today's share straight from the heart. This is, as we talk, this is the hargation that I have at this moment about the Mishkan. Eternal pipes could break. We all know it gets frozen. Pipes break, right? Uh-huh. I lose feel. Okay. And this kariris, the pipes break. Okay? The internal pipes of the person spiritually also break when there's too much cold on the outside. I'll leave it at that. I'll call panim rabbi sai. That there's something called zaka, has to be pure zaka, in order for this architectural mishkan lev, it should all come together. And the meila, I believe that there's a miridiki yisayd in the li lishmi and kol asher yidvenu libay. Why is it so important in a divas halev? And that is, the lay for it to be tahar, the lay for it to be zaka, to be what it's supposed to be in its purest form, has to be the lay taif. It has to be with the nediva. A functioning heart, physically, there are many different signs when the heart isn't functioning properly. Spiritually, when the heart isn't functioning, lacks nediva salev. There's something wrong with that heart. To give, to wanna, that's called nediva, that's called lev. And that's what's needed, a healthy heart, spiritually, in order for the mishkan to have hashra sashchina v'shachanti b'soicham. So the nediva salev is not so much a t'nai, but me'ez kolish is a hechatimtza. If I could use those words, the sprach that they use in the lashainus of the yeshiva, the lima, say chetimtza. How does it come about? How does it happen? And it can only happen me'ez kolish asher yidvenu libay, because it needs the tayar hamidais. The lathe needs to have the zaka, the tahira, that it's a lathe that gives. That the lev is menadev, lashon Rashi, meiz kolish, lashon Rashi, for who lashon ratzin taiv. It's not even ratzin, it's not about wanting to give. A nediv lev is not want and not want, it's not kfiya, as opposed to wanting to give, which most achrayim do learn that way. The question is, are you forcing enough? I'm not sheikh ibn, did you have to write with it? Well, why are you giving it? I'm saying it's actually one step more than that. It's not about ratzayin, but it's about ratzayin taif. When you give, are you giving with your heart? Want? You want to be close to the Rabbeinu Shleilam. You want Mishkan for Klal Yisrael, Kapara for Klal Yisrael, whatever the Nedivus, and I could sit here for half an hour and tell you different angles of Nedivus that could be
processed in giving to a Mishkan. But either way, before we have to go into every detail, the general rule is nediv lev. It's not about a nedavo as opposed to kfiya, as opposed to being forced. And I'll soon prove it to you. Could you explain to me, and we'll get to the words from the Alta from Kelim, and that's why I'm saying the Shmuz, because like I said, I found a makar, the Heiliger words of the Alta from Kelim. What was the big deal in what they gave? They were so rich. Do you have any idea how rich the people were? Was it a grace? In Yiddish, it was a grace of that. Was such a big deal what they gave to the Mishkan? What? Machs a shekel. You know what? You imagine a guy comes and says, "Yeah, could you spare a half a penny or half a nickel?" One second. Let me think if I want to do that lishma or not. You know. No. I'm having issues with it. What are we talking about already? Do you understand the? There's more than the money. There had to be a certain nedivus halev, a certain rotzoin, toiv, for the heart to give, that the hashros hashchina should take place. Let me quote you an interesting archaim. Chaim Shmulevitz, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, speaks arichis about the nedav of the nesiim. If you notice in the pasuk, it says, what did they bring? Avnei Shayam, v'avnei Miluyim, la'efai v'lachayshim. Right? Pasuk says clearly, right? Chafei Zayin. First it says, Tcheles Hagamon, Tela Shani, Eires Eilim, Shemin Lama. Avnei Shayam, which was the most expensive of all? It was the Avnei Shayam. The rest of it were pennies. Avnei Shayam was a matana. Could you imagine if you had a blackboard of all the menadvim in a shul? So I gave a nickel. I gave a nickel, a nickel, a nickel, a nickel. And on the bottom, you have the guy that gave $500,000 to the shul. Well, tell me, how would it sit with the first, the whole top row, this guy gave a quarter, this guy gave a dime, this guy gave a... And on the bottom, the last thing, you write... And so-and-so gave $1 million to the shul. He says, the Nesiim, what they brought should have been much more celebrated. That it should be the mamish, the beginning, the top of the top. First thing, Avni Shayim. And then afterwards, we go lower, lower. Right? Eliphaz, you ever see the they go for the shuls, right? The thousand goes down in the list. First you got the high ones, and then you got the end, the people donate a chair, right? Okay. Zakta Arachayim Tzvei Pshatim, and Reb Chaim Shmulevitz Zecher Tzadik Livracha is busy with these two Arachayim Pshatim, that to be masbir each one separately. One of them says the Arachayim, one parrot says the Arachayim, they did it last. They didn't run to do it. I see we're coming to what we want here, huh? They gave a lot. They didn't run to do it. They came later. Vanisim, Chazal tell us it's missing a yud. Chaser, why? Rashi brings it. Amr ibn Nasir. Because the Nesiim said, you know what? Let everybody give and then we'll give. Why aren't you jumping? You should be jumping to give. Yeah. You should be held back with a straitjacket to give. Hey, you ever see when the people fight online for something? Can't hold them down. They should have been Amish fighting to the front of the line. No, I was first. The second shot, the Chaim says that they came below Teirach. Chazal tell us that the Nesiim, who brought them these Avni Shayim Avni Meluyim? They came with Anonim, the clouds brought it. Chazal tell us clearly that who brought them the Margolis Teivais, the Anonim. Gemara in Yuma Daf Ayin Hey Amid Aleph. So since it came, believe, I guess, Chuka, Cheshik, Zeal, or Beli Teirach, so the amount was not the main thing. It was the Nediva Salev that was the most important part. So this is the Yisayid Rabbi Yisayid. Meiz Kolisha Sheyudvenu Libay is not so much Ratzayin as opposed to Kfir. It has to do, according to way Rav Chaim Shmulevitz is learning, he brings this Arachayim in this Pasuk, Meiz Kolisha Sheyudvenu Libay. It has to do with the Hisnadvus, why, how much Ratzayin, Ahava, love, and Cheshik, and feelings, and it's not just, did you give it because you want, or you gave it because you were forced. It's more than that, right? Me'ez kalish asher yidvenu libay, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. He knew all the kinyanim, and he knew all the sugis of li and lishma, trust me. Reb Chaim had good fashtanim, what it means, kachim, and then mishkan, and li, and truman, and the famous nitziv, that there was different types of trumas, and one was the kfir, and one was not the kfir. Trust me, I also do. Not interested in saying it over now. Because that's not the point. You could see there's plenty of Rishayim and Achayim on this sugya. The point is, mitalt Reb Chaim Vashtan, there's something deeper in Meiz Kalisha Sheyidvenu Libay. It's the Tayar Hamidus, it's the Ahava, it's the love, it's the wanting to give. It's the Snadvus, the outpour of Leiv, was licked in their inyan from the Sina. Where did I finally come across this Yisayid? The foolish in the words of the Alter from Kelim. And I'll tell you, Rabbis, a little secret. I've heard this Alter from Kelim said over many times, because I've hung around the Daily Yisrael and Mashkichim and Shmuzin. I'm a listener. I listen. And I was always taught the Alter von Kelim in a gewisse Eifen. And when I finally came across it this year, I realized he's saying something completely different. I always was taught that what does he mean, the Alter von Kelim? I'm assuming going to read what he says. That there's a special din of Lishma. It's more, it's not just a regular Lishma. It needs more Kavana. It needs more. And everybody says this from the Alter von Kelim. Okay, that it's such a din of lishma for the Rebbeinu Shleilah Mamish, and they quote the last piece of this Alter von Kelim. It's in Chachma Musar, page Reish Mem Chelik Beis, page Reish Mem Ois. The numbers Reish Nun Beis. That there had to be a teichi ratzav ahava, that there had to be with a certain for the Rebbeinu Shleilah that you want, and they quote the last piece of this shtickle from the Alter von Kelim. And that's how I always accepted this word from the Alter von Kelim. See, a besondere din of lishma, special lishma that's needed in the Mishkan. Why? Because you have to do it li lishmi mamish for the Rebbeinu Shleilah mamish, nor for the Rebbeinu Shleilah. And the Meiz Kalisha sheyidvenu libay, Rebbeinu Shechad libay, say, feel Rebbeinu Shleilah, I love you so much. That's good. Even this is already good enough. This is already good enough to say, "Das is Hashmuyis Fazich Aleim." That li lishmi means what? Li for the Rebbeinu Shleilah, but what for the Rebbeinu Shleilah? Because you then only become the Rebbeinu Shleilah. And they say, "I saw the Alter von Kelim. It's not what he says." And I'll be honest with you. I held it a whole night last night. Went to sleep with it. I started to understand, what does it mean to be a Yid? I started to chop. It's so much deeper than what we understand. Mishkan is Yadus. It's what we all are. It's not only the Mishkan, the building, it's we, it's us. It's Hashros, Hashchina, what's in our souls, in our hearts. You know what the Alter von Kelim really does say? I can't tell you how much this talks to me. Every word, every ice. Exactly what I told you till now. In order for the Rebbeinu Shalom to Masha Hishchina, the Leiv has to be just as Tahar and as Toiv as the Rebbeinu Shalom himself. I'm going to read you every word, because every word is a diamond. Efrek the kasha, the chiala leiv. You think someone would have a problem giving to the Mishkan after everything the Eibishter did for you? Imagine I gave you the $1 million that you have, and I come over to borrow from you a half a shekel. Chatzi matzah shekel. You gotta be completely insane that you have any issue with that, right? Gotta be completely enough in. Something gotta be seriously wrong with the person. So why does the pasuk have to talk about it? It's a pellet. You understand what it is? And that's all I ask of you is a matzah shekel, and that's that you have to give a whole stipulation. Now she invented liba, you give it your full heart. You gotta be kidding me. Ubeprat, for what? You know the cause? Lishka Mesaicham, who does, which yid would say, well, of course I'm on board. I'm fully there. What are you talking about? Omnam Nisyashivli, because of a Chavis Halvavis. Chavis Halvavis says, Hamida Ha'achas. It's a Shara Vaidus Olekim. He says, Hamida Achas. What is the one thing? That it's Roi Vavoschas, Nafshcha, Vechafetzcha, Limshech, Hani'imois, Eileho. Explains the Alt of Kelim. What does he want? What does he mean? Kasher Ratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lishkoim B'Seicham. In order for the Rebbeinu Shem to be among us, we have to be fit. We got to be a kli. We got to be able to accept the Ashras HaShchina. And therefore we need the greatest of Milus. Kasher Nimtza Bo Yizbarach. Those same milos that the Eibishter has. It needs to be a place that the Rebbeinu Shlomo could come. So we got to prepare. Got to make the room for the guests to be able to sleep there, right? Got to prepare it. The achas mehem hi hatova amitis. Li irvuf kavana acheres. Goodness for the sake of goodness. Unbelievable. It's unbelievable. That's the pshat. It's not li lishmi that I need to say, Rabbeinu Shlom, I'm doing it l'shem shemayim. It's not what it means. It means something completely different. Kasher rak li damois eilov yizbarach. It means because I want to be like you, Rabbeinu Shlom. I want to be one with you. Osmosis means that I and him become one. How do we become one? If I'm able to become one with him. The Nedivas HaLev does that, says the Alta from Kel. It's unbelievable. Kashahu Reitze. Just like the Eibishter wants. Lehetev Machmas Nedava V'chesed Lebeirei. Lebeirei does to the ones he created. So Rebbeinu Shlom also wants to do and to be Meitev. And he has no other kavana. V'hamishkan, Shashem yizbarach sheichin bo yitzarach liyos me'uter b'midais v'na'olais. Thank the Eibishter that I finally saw it inside. I always felt that that was pshat in this maimer. A yid, what is a yid? A yid is a lev tev. B'shachanti b'seichos, Rebbe Shem finds a place. In a world of corruption, in a world of rishis, in a world of ra, he finds a place where he's able to rest his shechina. And that's on the lev, which is toiv, menade, because that's the Rebbeinu Shlom. And he speaks a lot about now, the ahava, toichai ratzu v'ahava. What is ahava? And he explains this nekuda. You want to give because you want to give. There's no other explanation to it. That's the mashal of ahava. Teichai ratza v'ahava mibnais tziyayin. What does that mean? It's to give because you want to give. To me, this is Yiddishkeit, Rabbi Yisrael. To me, this is the reason why we went to fires. It's
throughout the Daivas. This explains, this is real. This is not this world. This is something very special, what a Yid is, and what the Mishkan means to a Yid. Over the years, I've been asked by Chashev, people who are very close, Talmidim, you know, Rabbi, always you talk about things which are so lofty and so way beyond us. And these people who are asking good. I sometimes wonder to myself, what am I asking? I'm asking that a person should be a menadiv halev, azev nir beinishlem, sonas redich, red narish ediburin. I'm speaking mamish, way above everyone's head. I hear these complaints always, but don't worry. Over the years, I don't listen to complaints. Baruch Hashem, we learned this long time ago. Complaints, there's such a thing called a complaint box. And what do you do with the complaint box? You put a lock on it and you leave it alone and that's all. Finish. You never look at it. That's the way I've come to understand life and shiurim and things. But this one I took serious. Am I asking in my talk? I talk about hearts and heart and feelings and emotions. Maybe it's for malachim and not b'nei adam, right? People are smiling because those are the people, some of the people are sitting here, ask me this question, and I love them so much, so I address the question. You know who addresses this question? The Alter from Kelim at the end of the shtickle. He realized that, wait a second, what am I telling you? They should be in the Divas Halev like the Rebbeinu Shlom. What, are you kidding me? And I quote, says the Alter from Kelim, these are Mailis al Yainim, Mailis al Ikus, Hamizdam Melov, that when you do this, you're mamish like the Rebbeinu Shleilim. Kibit Selim al Ikim, Asas Adam. And this is the Matora, and like I told you, this is Yiddishkeit. This is the Matora, Asher Adam Tzorok, Lassam Abatai, Umat Masai, what are we here for? This is the whole Iker. Well, it's like I explained to you, this is the Iker of Ikrim. Val Yoimar Adam Anirachuk Mizek, exclamation point. So at the end of the Shmuz from the Alter von Kelm, someone must have asked him this with an exclamation point. What are you? This is what you want from me. What are you talking about? Himmel raid. It's rochoik mizeh, says the Alter von Kelm in response. Kvar biarnu b'mayimer shimusha shel toiro shamel aloi, that the Torah helps you. V'hamaskel yavim misham sha'ikir hanidrash mi'adam. That is the truth. That's what we have to do. Yes, we are supposed to talk about these things and ask ourselves to reach those madregas. Even though as human beings, it's pretty far for us. It's pretty lofty goals. This is not just a thing that we have to work, but we're mechuyev to work towards. To change a little by a little, tivay hara, ki Avraham, Yitzchak, v'Yakov. Yes, this is our responsibility to talk about lofty goals, and little by little change ourselves to reach that. Ki chayiv nemar sham b'maimer. The lashon of the Chazal is chayiv. It doesn't say that a person, it's a good idea, it's something very special to think this way. It's chayiv adam loimar. Mosa yagia maisa. V'yesh lanam b'zed varam nifloim. I would like to end with a gevaldige pshat b'chas hamazon, according to everything we just said, with a beautiful story. And I want you to think about the story. In b'chas hamazon we say, Rachino Hashem Elokeinu, Al Yisrael Amecha, Val Yerushalayim Yirecha, Val Tzion Mishkan Kfeitecha, Val Habayis Hagadol VeHakadosh. Interesting. Gadol. The Pesukim call it Gadol. Like it says, Habayis Asher Niboyne Gadol. It's a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim. There's a pasuk in Melachim. That's called Beis Gadol Sarah Be'esh. So the truth is, the Gemara asked this kasha, why is it called Gadol?
Tell me, was the Beis HaMikdash the biggest building in the around? Was the biggest building in the world? It says, not necessarily. Why is it called HaBayis HaGadol? What's Gadol about it? So the Gemara says over there, in Megillah Chav Zayin, Bayis Shemigadlin by Torah, or Bayis Shemigadlin by Tefillah. Yeah. It's a house that they Megadlin by. People grow with Torah and Tefillah. Everybody's putting on their jackets. I got the message. You know, Rabbi, I want to tell you a meir and a maisa, and then we'll say goodbye. Okay? It's amazing how 35 minutes is allotted to talk about life, Yiddishkeit, and what it's all about. But we got to do that. That's what we got to do. Believe me, in the Bali Musar's school of thought, they spent hours and weeks and speaking before. Today, everything, we have to get it into time frame. Okay, we got 35. I mean, actually, the truth is, we got 20 minutes to do it, and I do it in 35, so. Akal panim. You know what it says by the Rabbeinu Shleilim? It says, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Atach ilaysa laharais es godlecha es yadcha hachazok. Yeah? Hashem's greatness. If you had to fill in what Hashem's greatness was, or is, it'd be endless, right? Okay, la god la giba van der, and we don't finish, and only because Moshe Rabbeinu told us, and he said that. So how do you fill in the blank, godlecha? And the answer is, mamish, so many different things, right? If you look at Rashi, Rashi brings from Chazal, what is godlecha? Zu midas tuvcha. And the first Rashi Rabbi say, Rav Scheinberg used to tell this to me all the time. Godless is midas tufcha, habayis hagodoyl ve'akadosh. The Beis HaMikdash is about godless. It's about something much. It's not structurally big, and it's true. It's not the biggest building around. Habayis megadlebe. What is godless? What does it mean, Godel? Zumida, there's so much hatava, so much love, so much ahava, so much giving, an outpour of ahava from Klal Yisrael to Rabbeinu Shalom and Rabbeinu Shalom to Klal Yisrael, Teichirats of ahava. That's why it's called what? Bayis HaGodel. And the story I would like to end with you as follows. Rabbi Chaim Eizes, Zechut Tzadik Levracha. A lot of what we know comes from someone, about Rabbi Chaim Eizes comes from Rabbi Chizkia Yosef Mishkovsky. He was the nephew of Reb Chaim Eizer, and he was Meshamish Reb Chaim Eizer at the end of his life. When Reb Chaim Eizer already couldn't handle the burden and he was deteriorating in health, Reb Mishkovsky was his nephew, his gabbai, who took care of everything for him. That's why we know a lot of Reb Chaim Eizer, because Reb Chaim Eizer himself never spoke about himself. So how would you know all the thousands of mitzvahs and chassadim and the greatness that Reb Chaim Eizer did in Mishkovsky gave us a little bit, and he said the following story. But at the end, he was running most of the people that used to come. Reb Chaim Eizer had people coming to him all day. All day. So he would take care of the simple things because he wanted to unburden the load for Reb Chaim Eizer. Reb Chaim Eizer came over to him and told him, I want to give you Yashikeich. I thank you. I thank you. I know that you're trying to protect my health and my strength, but I want you to know something. There is nothing in this world that brings me more enjoyment than helping other people. This is what I live for. This is life to me. By you taking away some of the load, not much for me to reason to be alive anymore. I don't know, I thought Reb Chaim Eizer would be able to learn and to daven. I thought, the more he takes away the load, gives him more time to learn and to daven and to write. I'm going to leave you with this, Reb Chaim Eizer. What is life? What is Yadus? What does it mean, Hashras Hashchina? What really Hashras Hashchina B'Lev Kolecha V'Echad means and what it requires? was taka bizoicha, tashroas hashchina. And here we should see in the binyan abayis hashlishi.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.